Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. And on today's episode of The Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Inessa Ponomaro-Vite. She is a holistic health expert who, after years of improving the lives of her clients, became frustrated with the inability to find sources of CBD that were pure. Now, she is just like me in terms of wanting the purest product, wanting to have transparency in the healthcare and healthcare products industry. And I love what she's doing. Now, she is talking all about a live version of CBD. Now, it's called CBDA, because apparently, and I didn't know this, that CBD is actually dead. So dried herb, dead, versus CBDA, it's a live herb extracted and put into a bottling process, distillation, et cetera, process, which is fascinating. So we're gonna be talking all about this. We're gonna be talking about her process. We're gonna be talking about how she went about looking at purity and how to find purity in products, and that she couldn't find one that was satisfactory enough. Now, this is something that I find over and over again, and it's a frustrating thing to me. So Inessa has cracked the code for CBD and hemp, and in particular, CBDA. CBDA has the same benefits that have been touted for CBD, and it's really great for helping with pain. So it is a COX-2 inhibitor, so that means it blocks pain just like ibuprofen or aspirin would do. It can work in this way. It also works for epilepsy. It also works for cancer and inflammation in general. And there's even been some reports about helping with certain viruses that are very popular this day and age. So it's an interesting concept. It's a fabulous tool, right? It's herbal medicine. And of course, as a naturopathic doctor, I love anything herbal medicine. Now, is CBD or CBDA a drug? No, because it is extracted to be rich in the molecules that are most effective for helping with healing. This isn't a high THC product. You have something that's pure THC. Yes, that's a drug. It's going to get you high. You're going to get an altered mind state. But CBDA, much like what's been talked about with CBD, you can extract it to a point where you are only getting the beneficial product. They're not the hallucinogenic or mind-altering effects that THC will give you. And you can go to Inessa's website, inessashemp.com, and you can see what you're looking at there, where it's CBDA pure, and you're looking at the whole plant. It's called full spectrum. So this is, she's using the whole plant from the flower all the way down to the leaves. And this is interesting because with something that's live and captured live, just like if you think about eating lettuce, nobody likes soggy lettuce, right? Because it's dead and gross. But if we have live lettuce, we're going to get more nutrients out of it, because when something is live and fresh, there are more live nutrients available for you versus something that's dead. So you have to think about it that in that scheme of like energy transfer. This is why sprouts are so nutritious, because there's higher amounts of energy transfer there when you eat them. So all right, I've babbled enough. I want you guys to learn all about Inessa's hemp and what she's doing to ensure purity, and what you really want to be thinking about when you are looking for a product. It doesn't even have to be a CBDA-based product. I'm talking about any supplement, any food, any product that you buy. Crucial stuff here. All right, let's introduce you to Inessa Ponomaro-Vite. Tough one there. All right, let's go into the podcast. Okay, everybody, let's jump into the podcast, talking with Inessa Ponomaro-Vite. I hope I kind of got it right. I'm going to try again later, but nevertheless, she is the CEO and founder of Inessa's Hemp. And boy, I'm excited to talk about her products, and in particular CBDA, because I don't think a lot of people know what that is. So Inessa, welcome to the Health Fix Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me here. Happy Monday.
Yes, happy Monday. And my goodness, Mondays. So a lot of people do have a case of the Mondays, and sometimes we need something to kind of take the edge off. And so a lot of people do think about using CBD for taking the edge off. But one of the things that really brought me to wanting to bring you on the podcast was because of how you are committed to clean products, not toxic products, not things that we can pick up for a couple bucks at the gas station. stuff that actually works. Now, of course, you have a long history of working with CBD, and particularly you have quite a story. Will you tell us a little bit about what brought you to starting a whole business around CBDA?
Yes, absolutely. I would be happy to share stories. Very, very long, so I'll try to be shorter than the story. Actually, as a holistic health expert myself, because I had to really help my mother to overcome cancer, since I had a different views on chemotherapy and radiation, and I knew that's not an option for us. I actually was helping my mother to overcome cancer, and that was a quiet journey worldwide. I had to work with Germany and Spain and a lot of research centers, and to really figure out what's going on and where the truth is. And one thing what I really realized is all these people that are sick, including my mother, who was sick, she's healthy and happy today. Of course. And what happens with these people, their immunities are so compromised, and you start looking, where is the root of the cause? What really happened? And you realize all the environment we live in, like food, water, supplements, they are toxic. And even the things that are labeled under a good, it can be really dangerous for you. So as a holistic health expert myself, and helping people simply with their health and wellness, and just to really overcome problematic situations, I actually realized that I really want to look into the hemp plant, because it's a very powerful plant. We all know, like, a lot of plants are actually very beneficial. But when you look at the hemp and the hemp's history, this plant alone, it has so much to offer from the one plant, where if you're going to take the other herbal plants, probably you will need to combine 100 of those to offer what the one plant, which is hemp, offers. And I really start digging in. And since a lot of people trust me and believe in what I do, it's kind of a huge responsibility to always bring the best. And I simply was investigating all the companies across America, and visiting each hemp farm, each hemp producer. I picked the best ones of the best on the market. I contact them, and I said, if one day I want to come and visit you guys to check the quality, it's called Show Me, Don't Tell Me. I said, is there any way I can stop by? And I kind of did a white lie. I said, I'm from Lithuania, you know, and they thought I live in Lithuania, which is I live in Chicago. So they thought, she's never going to show up. Like, it's no way. Let's just give her some fake lab results and some good marketing materials and tell her our CBDs are the best. And I really start showing up for these people. I backpack myself, organized the trip, over 17 companies across the country. I walked in all these facilities and I said, it's time to show me, don't tell me. And what I discovered in this industry, I was completely devastated. The things I saw, some of them I can't even tell you, because it's above and beyond crime, because it's really crime. These people would need to be on the jail like today. And some things are simply disaster. So, and I'm not here to trash anybody. I'm here to really inspire. If there are any good cannabis growers or even producers, I mean, I want to inspire these people, say, let's continue to do good. But myself, investigating all these companies that I picked the highest quality brands in America, and I walked in all of these facilities, I realized there is no such thing as even CBD in the plant, and all the products are actually produced of solvents and harsh chemicals. So it was devastating. I'm not going to lie. It was really devastating. And that being said, the journey was very deep, because I spent a lot of money on a lot of lab testing. So I said, okay, these people show me lab results, but like, how do I know these lab results don't lie me either? What if the laboratory doesn't have integrity, and if they lie to us also? Because in these days, everybody can sell each other for money, like relationships, friendships, children. Like, it's just completely, money is, it became a tool to buy anything, to an exchange for anything. Not in my life, but I'm just trying to say, like, mm-hmm. if the cannabis industry lying, what if the laboratories are lying? So now how do I know lab is not lying? What if they didn't purchase the lab results correctly? So I really had to test myself, each of those plants, product markets and soil samples, water samples, and I had to figure out what's really in these products. And it was above and beyond devastating. And I was talking to the number one Whole Foods producers, organic certified people, and they clearly said, organic allows us to do parts per billion heavy metals. What a big deal. Why would you worry? I said, organic allows you to do that. So that means you, how about people? People body, human body functions parts per trillion, our cells and everything. It actually goes above that. So it was very sad. I'm not going to lie. So that was the first shocker for myself and in the industry itself. And then, of course, and I actually came back home. I was completely devastated. I probably cried for the first 2 days. And I'm just like, God help me. Like, what am I going to do now? Like, we have all these people who really need this. And there is no one single product on the market that I can represent and refer people and say, this is a great product. I trust this. You know, and it, there was not single one that I could put my name under. And I said, what am I going to do now? So after 2 days recovery, you know, I said, okay, let me contact number one cannabis expert in Israel, which is he's the one who actually discovered human endocannabinoid system. So basically, what does that mean? That your body already have the same endocannabinoid system the way it's in the plant. So when people say, let's say plant is not good for me, it's a drug, and all these other theories that they created or somebody created years ago, so stereotyped the whole plant, it really can be because it's already in your body. That means you are, like, if you think the plant is dangerous to you, that means you're dangerous for yourself. Yeah. Why are you not afraid of your own self? Because it's exact same thing what's in your body. It's just one major question is today, if this is the same structure, what is on the market? And if it's in your body or what, let's say we produce, like, which is Nessa's, and it's on the market. So it's a two different things, right? We need to have a definition for hemp itself. So when I talked to the Rafael, I mean, it took me 2 months to get him on the call, 2.5, 3 months. And he asked me, are you a scientist? Which university are you calling from? And I like, because he's a leader in the world, and every doctor, every leader wants to talk to him. And, you know, I got blessed to talk to him on the phone for 25, 30 minutes. And I asked him, I said, do you know one single company or brand on the market? Doesn't have to be in the United States, can be globally, that actually produced every single thing the way it's in the plant, parts per trillion in a finished bottle, the same structure, the same structure of the plant in the finished bottle without interfering anything, the plant's mission. And that time he said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I think he simply didn't know how to respond to me because he knew there is no such thing. So, and I said, do you know that CBD, if you're going to study? And I said, I'm sure you know. If you study the CBD, there's no such thing as CBD in the plant. I mean, when you take the raw plant and if you take it from the soil and if you study what's in it, there is no such thing as CBD. So my question is then what CBD really is. And now you look at it like it's a patented as a drug, but actually under drugs as a drug substance for epilepsy. So if the CBD is not found in the plant while the plant is in the living stages, it happens only in the dead stages, which is you kill with solvents or you kill the plant. That's where the CBD really happens. And if it's a patented as a drug, so if it's really natural, then what it is? Yeah. You know, and what kind of thing is this thing in CBD? And, you know, I challenged the Dr. Rafael because after what news came out January 17 on COVID and CBDA being a basically possible prevention from COVID because it blocks this receptors in your body that actually spike proteins enter. So his name and my name were on the same interview for on the High Times. And it was beautiful to watch him 2 years or a year later, he was talking about CBDA. And I really admired that because that time when I called him, he wasn't really sure what I was trying to tell him. And later on, he kind of was like, okay, we have to really dig in into this. So long story short is I really had a beautiful discussion with this beautiful professor from Israel, but I realized he can't really help me. And then I said, okay, who's number one expert in cannabis in the United States? And then I contacted this Dr. Aleve. At that time, he was working for the largest company, CBD company, actually, in the market. They still are. And he helped to create all the science. And I said, Vanessa, I would like to talk to you. I have a major questions in the cannabis industry. I have major concerns. I'm looking something. And he literally just kind of hung up on me. He's like, this is too crazy. She's asking too many crazy questions. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, I don't want to deal with you. And it's like, okay, I'm not going to give up. So what I did, I actually figured out like when he's doing the election in one of the panels, and I flew in California to really kind of, you know, step in front of his face and say, I need to talk to you. And that's what I did. So I tapped his shoulder and I said, you hung up on me a few weeks ago. Now you have to talk to me. You can't escape me. I'm going to follow you no matter what. So then he was like, I think he's like, okay, this girl, she's just not going to give up. So he realized that. And we sit down in the lobby for over 3 hours and we end up talking, and he was really generous with his time, and he really inspired me to continue to do what I want to do. He just warned me and said, it's not going to be easy, because what you want to do, it's completely above everyone's alley. And he said, if you're going to swim in the ocean by yourself, it's not going to be easy for you. And it's like, okay. But he said, if you're going to be able to get to that spot, then the world's going to be happy. So long story short, I basically got challenged by both doctors, and it's like, okay, if those two leaders in the world, they're really not aware of this and they don't know these companies that I actually was looking for to provide and share with the people I work with, I realized this is a challenge. And then I basically was forced to create my own first biological soil in the United States, which is we do over 19 generations cows that comes from Japan. It's 19 generations, no vaccines. Not that I'm against vaccines, but I'm just saying it's all your personal choice. But I just believe that animals shouldn't be vaccinated because of the bio gut changes and your DNA changes if it goes for generations. So in order to have a healthy bio gut, those cows are not manipulated in any form and shape. So that alone for me gives me healthy waste, right? For our beautiful soil, because we don't use any fertilizers. So what happens, and we have a lot of many proprietary things we use, and I sneaked multiple other things that I'm not supposed to make the most beautiful soil in the United States. So these plants can become the most powerful plants on the planet, and they can express themselves, which is the plants job is to be that healthy plant, right, in the first place. And if the plant is a medicinal plant, that means they're expressing their medicinal power in that beautiful, rich microbe soil. So that was the job first, and I basically had to find the crazy farmer who's willing to work for free in the first couple of years and doesn't care about the profits and cares all about how we can make the best and create the first biological plants and things like that. And yes, it wasn't easy, but we are able to do that. After 20 people said no, 21st one said yes. And I said, okay, perfect. So then we got beautiful plants. And of course, we created a beautiful soil. We created beautiful plants. And then we are able to have a beautiful extraction process also that actually helps to keep the plant's structure the way it's in the plant. I always keep this as a sample, like a little leaf to show people. But, you know, like, so what we do basically, it's a proprietary also, but what we do, we keep every single thing in parts per trillion, the way it's in the plant in the finished bottle, and our process helps us to do that. It wasn't easy also, but I was able to achieve it. So long story short, that's today, if you're going to check the frequency, if you're going to take the soil and you go on our fields, and if you're going to check the frequency of the plant, and if you're going to take NASA's bottle, it's exact same natural frequency that occurring in a natural soil, it's in a finished bottle. So we never lost a heartbeat, and we never killed the plant through all these processes to the finished bottle. So that's why when people take it, always magic happens 100%. Because it's not a CBD, it's a CBDA. CBD happens in the plant only when you kill the plant, and it happens two ways, which is a plant is dying itself, which is the plant is basically dead, or you use all the harsh solvents, heats, extractions to kill the plant. So it's a basically a dead version of the CBDA.
Wow.
And it's the secondary version that has been patented by actually as a drug substance. So you see, it's the same plant, but it's completely two different compounds. And now it's been shown, especially with COVID research, I'm not here to make any claims, but the research shows in Oregon that it's possible can prevent people from COVID. Why? Because it blocks these receptors and it's not a CBD, it's a CBDA. So my question is, I think that a lot of research is going to start shift right now towards the CBDA. I've been talking about CBDA for years now because when I find out there is no such thing as CBD in the plants, so what do we really have? And then on the top, you have all these companies who don't test their products. It's loaded with mold, pesticides, more than the bottle itself of the oil. It's you literally take toxins in your body, and it's no medicinal properties. And people say, how it's come, I'm still sleeping. I mean, if you take Valium, you're gonna sleep too. Like it's just, or you know, Ambien or any of those pills. So again, if you have a pure version of the plant and medicinal power, and you have almost kind of type of pharmaceutical version. So what I see on the market today is definitely a pharmaceutical version. And what we created is a real, beautiful, powerful plant, whatever the plant has to offer.
You know, that's huge to say the living, because I didn't know about the dead and getting the CBD out of dead plants. And if you think about it, you know, if we go back to the basics of herbal medicine, most of our extracts we're making with live plants, not with dried plants, unless for some reason we couldn't get a live plant. But really, you get the strongest effect with a live plant. So it makes sense that you would be using a live plant. Now, the other side of it with the chemicals, I mean, I see uranium a lot, which is like bizarre, but you see it a lot in people's blood when they've used a lot of CBD. I see a lot of heavy metal toxicity, and I'm going, okay. And also just straight marijuana strains as well. Now, a lot of people might be listening right now and going, okay, Inessa, so you're growing all of this hemp, and it's in Oregon. And you had mentioned too that you're Oregon Tilth certified, which I put more weight in than USDA organic, in terms of things. And then you also have another certification. Tell us a little bit about that process. I can't imagine that would have been easy to do for all of that.
Absolutely. So Oregon Tilth, yes, organic it probably would be like the easiest to get because it's the most minimum requirement, which is most companies can't even get this one on the market because they just can't. The products are so toxic. I mean, they can't even reach the minimum requirement. Then Oregon Tilth is actually requires way more than organic. And if you get Oregon Tilth, that means it's easy to get organic because it requires more testing, more in parts per. It just goes in different levels. But what we got that I'm proud the most, and that's where I'm creating entire movement for, is I call ourselves Beyond Organic because it is beyond organic. The testings that we do in our laboratories, it's parts per billion on every single thing can possibly be tested for. So even our labs, let's say when I call the lab and every time we test each bottle that comes on the market, which is each person when they purchase Nestle's, they can type in batch number, they can see traceability, every single thing, transparency is in front of you. We hide nothing. So what happens is you can see, even in our labs, Nestle's have completely customized laboratory testing because not single one company from 8,000 brands in America would like to do this kind of type of testing. So it's called Nestle's lab testing because the lab didn't have such one. Like they had the pretty high standards and they asked those people to at least get to that standards, which is way more than organic, way more than Oregon Tilth. But we created additional extra layer on the top, which is, as I said, we test from every single thing that possibly can be tested from, which is, I think it goes from 13 to 17 pages on the one lab testing. And it's so consistently, precisely crystal clean, and always it's going to be, because we know what we put in the soil, we know what we do the plants, we know our processes, we know our bottle quality, we know everything what we do is above and beyond quality. So as the finished bottle, you're always going to have so clean. So it's called Safety Seal, and it's by FDA registered laboratories. Those are the ones I love the most, because the laboratories itself, for example, this specific laboratory, it's called ACS Laboratory in Florida. They're losing about 40% of the customers every single month, a lot of CBD companies, because when these products get test positive for mold or fungus or whatever, all kind of possible pesticides, they say, we'll pay you $5,000. Can you please change and say negative instead positive, or past instead negative? So when laboratory tells you no, these CBD brands, they go to the next laboratory and say, can you test my product and say, this is all good here. And companies sell their souls. I mean, it is the reality. So the reason I love this company the most, specifically laboratory, because I investigated themselves and I checked on their quality. And the way I tested on them, I send the companies myself, I did them myself, and I send other companies, and I asked them, I said, can you ask them to pay for the lab results, turn the negative into positive, and positive into negative, I'm sorry. And the laboratory said no. Each time I send someone else, I said, can you fix lab results? And I said, okay, these guys are good. It's just like having a husband, and you know you set him up with multiple women and he failed, he never failed, then you know your husband is clean, you know what I mean? I know it's a dirty way of doing it, but end of the day, look, like nobody cares. So somebody really has to care. Like this is, we got all the way above and beyond any level. So if every single step is cheating on you, like you'll have to find a way to test them out. Otherwise, you know, you just never know. And at this point, like I want to be sleeping so well at nighttime, where you're gonna throw the rock on me, and I know I'm sleeping well because I know I did absolutely every single thing perfect. I did all my due diligence on every single person who is in contact with me or my company or has any way, shape, and form in touch with us. So I know I did my homework. It cost me a lot of time and a lot of money, but I sleep well at nighttime, and the result speaks itself today. And today we've been leading in the industry as the highest quality product on the market. And we are the first ones who received, it's called Safety Seal, from 8,000 brands. The laboratory called me and said, nobody can to sustain to that level. Like you will be the first one. Like we might issue someone else later, but today you're the first one. And I said, we have no one to certify it for besides you. So that was a big thing for us. And you know, it's kind of a payoff after work hard. It's like, okay, that's a beautiful thing. So yeah, we contain every single thing, every single particle, not manipulated, which is the way compounds are connected in the plant and the living plant. We have exact same structure in the finished bottle, and we have a heartbeat in the bottle. So when somebody takes the product for first time, the product loses virginity, like plant loses virginity in the people's mouth because it's the oral product.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, that's incredible just to think about that. You've got the same product from, you know, literally harvest to bottle. And then once the product gets in the bottle, you know, from the bottle to the person, I mean, we're still getting the concept of, if we're eating lettuce, we want to pull the lettuce from the ground right there, put it into our mouth. It's kind of like the same process. You've got like right there, quick and not degraded product, huge, and especially huge for working on, you know, all of the different things that CBD works on, from epilepsy to cancer to anti-inflammatory processes. So this is huge. I appreciate you going into great detail about all of the testing and trials and tribulations, because you know what? I think that in a world where there's too many shortcuts and things of that nature these days to make a buck, it says a lot about someone who's going to put a lot of the effort into to get a pure product, because you stand for what you believe in. And I think that's awesome. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Now, of course, we got to tell folks where to find you. Nessa's NESASHemp.com. And, you know, you've got a great resource there with all the testimonials. You have so many. You also have a YouTube channel too, I noticed, with some testimonials. Is that also called Nestle's Hemp, your YouTube channel?
Yeah, we do call under Nestle's Hemp. We actually have even way more than testimonials. We just don't have time to record all of them, but we have testimonials coming in every single day. Like, it's not even, it's just getting out of control how beautiful of the plant is itself, and you see how it changes people's lives. So Nestle's Hemp also, I would like to mention, we are on a mission to change the world better place. So we do actually work, help to stop human trafficking and women. Entire Christmas I actually spend on the streets myself, helping children and women. So I'm creating a platforms how to fix more root of the causes in the country. And I'm coming myself from abused relationship and things like that. So instead being a victim, I empowered myself to be strong like a rock and stand for a lot of women out there, and to bring what's the best for all of us. So we are on the mission to fix a lot of world problems, not just, you know, produce the best quality products on the market. Absolutely. So we do have a Nestle's Hemp YouTube channel. It's just, we just not completely updated yet because it's just so much information, there's not enough time.
Makes sense. You're busy saving the world. So if someone is interested in helping to donate, to help you to, I mean, I saw you were giving away a ton of food over Christmas, over the holiday, going to some of the homeless camps, and I watched the whole video of it. Is there a place where folks can get in touch with you to help with, you know, supporting your efforts against human trafficking, all of that? Is there somewhere we can help you out?
It's truly, and we're gonna start sharing like exact the details, but it's truly, truly been people purchasing Nestle's Hemp products, and that's exactly where it covers up. Because when I try to share in our email blasts and tell people thank you for being part of Nestle's family, your product purchase goes, product money goes also in stop human trafficking. We actually got blocked from the emails and the MailChimp and the systems just for saying thank you for helping me to stop human trafficking and children, and we have 60,000 women in Chicago alone. I'm like, wait a minute, I just said thank you and I got blocked, so, and completely censored. So now I have to be very careful what I say and what I do. Not because I really shared the details, but just saying thank you alone was a big deal. So what I try to say is, at the moment, we have trying to find a way how we can share these details without being censored. So I think we're going to get to that point, because I see some kind of a solutions possibly coming up in the future. Right now it's just simply buying Nestle's products, and soon we're going to be able to actually share the stories that we actually saved the woman, and we empower them to get back on track and start living their life again. So hopefully when they're going to able to speak up and open their hearts and share what happened, you're going to be able to see part of Nestle's stories also. And if you subscribe emails, they're just going to share, and we're going to put on the videos and YouTube and things like that. We just have to get them to that stage, because they're so devastated in some cases. And children also, where we have to work them through, which is, that's what Nestle's Hemp does. Yes, absolutely. So that would be, at the moment, very limited, but we're working on it. It's not easy to do the right thing.
I know. Oh, that's unfortunate. Well, anyway, folks, you can go over to Nessa's, NessasHemp.com. Go purchase some CBDA and get the benefits of that, and also support an amazing cause at the same time. So Nessa, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing good things from you guys. And I can't wait to try out my own CBDA as well.
Absolutely. God bless.
Hey, Health Junkies, want to let you know that I have a new program. It's called the Defy Aging Formula. And if you're interested and want to know if it's a fit for you, because it's all about helping ladies over 40 really improve their physical fitness, their athletic performance, but also working on if you have cholesterol that just won't seem to go down, blood pressure issues, palpitations, things going on with your heart that are interfering with your athletic performance, Let's talk. Let's see if I can help you find a solution. So head to defyagingformula.com/register. Listen to my masterclass, see what you think, and schedule a call with me at the end if you're interested in talking about how I can help you with boosting your athletic performance and helping you with those heart issues. Because hey, the number one cause of ladies' death is heart disease. Let's not let another lady die of this. All right. You survived another episode of The Health Fix. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to The Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.